Mexico, like many U.S. states, may soon legalize marijuana. The president-elect's leftist party, now a majority in Mexico's Congress, has introduced legislation allowing citizens to grow and sell marijuana. And so it becomes a test. A country facing a serious problem with organized drug gangs tries to curb their activities by making one of their businesses legal. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Senator Olga Sanchez Cordero of the leftist Morena Party told lawmakers that Mexico's decade-long war on drugs has killed 235,000 people and left 40,000 more disappeared.
No queremos más muertos. No queremos familias enlutadas.
We don't want any more victims. No more mourning families. No more bloodshed, she said. Sanchez Cordero will be Mexico's interior minister once President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador takes office December 1st. She says militarization and criminalization of the problem is not working.
Muchas gracias.
The loud applause she received isn't a surprise, given that her Morena party holds majorities in both houses of Congress. If passed, the new law will allow companies to grow and sell marijuana and let individuals cultivate plants for private use, up to 20 a year. It's unclear, though, whether the incoming president is on board. When asked at a recent press conference, López Obrador would only say he respects lawmakers' right to give it a try.
Pero eso es parte de la democracia, y van a haber otras.
This is all part of democracy, says López Obrador. I respect Congress's initiatives, he said, while avoiding sharing his opinion. Mexico Senate Majority Coordinator Ricardo Monreal says legalizing pot will reduce prison populations and stem crime. And he says it will bring needed revenue to the government, which will regulate all marijuana production and sales.
Es preferible regular. Que vivir en la clandestinidad. De hecho, es abierta la...
It's better to have it regulated than be underground, says Monreal. Besides, he adds, these days marijuana is out in the open. A few young guys play basketball in the small park in downtown Mexico City. Others relax on benches and pass around joints and pipes.
Es un cigarro de Califa.
¿Es buena?
Yeah, es buena.
This 22-year-old man would only tell me his nickname, El Chinito, or Curly, since he's selling marijuana legally in the park. He gets about $4 a joint.
Yo siento que no es un vicio como otros, no otros vicios. No,
I don't feel like marijuana is a bad vice, not like others, like alcohol, which makes you aggressive, he says. He says he'll be glad when it's legal. Then he won't have to pay the cops to let him sell in the park. One of the basketball players, 25-year-old Benjamin Lopez, says he doesn't want pot to be legal.
Pues es que la verdad sí, para los jóvenes que vienen en el camino, pues también.
I just worry about the young people growing up with drugs. It's not good for them, he says. Opponents to legalization, like Leonardo Garcia of the National Union of Parents, agrees and says legalization leads to addiction. He says it's a lie that making pot legal will lower crime rates.
En pocas palabras, nos vamos a quedar sin pacificación. El crimen organizado va a continuar.
In the end, crime will continue as always, he says. Senator Olga Sanchez Cordero disagrees. She says it's time to try something different to save Mexico from so much violence and poverty.
Estamos a favor de vivir en un México en paz.
We just want to live in a peaceful Mexico, she says. Morena party officials say they hope to have a bill on the new president's desk before the end of the year. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.